Amazing Mill Spells for the last few weeks. We have been chatting about moving, and partly that's because I have another PCS on the horizon, and partly it's because I know that the summer is a popular time for moving. Whether you are PCSing, moving to the other side of the world, or you are just moving into a new house across town. But if you are moving during the summer, then chances are it's already on your mind right now. And in the last few weeks, we've covered my number one PCS tip that I've learned from living in 7 homes in the last 10 years. I chatted with Beth Runkle about her experiences of moving and learning to thrive as a military spouse. And we had an episode talking about our mindset around what's possible and what we are actually capable of. And today we're kind of rounding out this series by talking about what we can do to be happier regardless of where we live. Now, I know I am recording this from my house in Hawaii, but I'm also leaving Hawaii this summer, which has given me ample opportunity to reflect on my own mindset around leaving and my ability to be happy wherever we end up next. And what really prompted this topic was a statistic that I read the other day, a statistic that turns much of what we commonly think about happiness on its head. I cannot wait to share what this statistic is and what it means for your life and my life as a military spouse. You, my friend, were made for more. More than the managing of schedules, keeping up with kiddos, and holding down the home front. Welcome to the Mill Spouse Mastermind Show, the podcast that empowers you to get unstuck and craft a life with more meaning and less overwhelm. I'm your host, Christine, seasoned military spouse, mom of three, and your guide to designing a life you love and growing a purpose-fueled business as a military spouse. I believe you have something valuable to offer. And when you pursue the things that light your heart on fire, you trade frustration for fulfillment and isolation for a life of impact. It's time to discover who you are meant to be, because together we can change the world. Friend, have you left a show review on Apple Podcasts yet? This is the number one way that you can support the show and make a difference in the life of someone else. Because when you leave a review, first of all, it lets me know what you love about the show so we can do more of that. And number two, it helps Apple recommend the show to other listeners, to other military spouses who might need a little boost of encouragement in their military journey. I know for a fact that we are better together, and your support makes all the difference to me. So thank you. Now, let's get into this concept of happiness and a little background for you on today's episode. So it was actually on Valentine's Day. My husband came home and he said, "Happy Valentine's, babe. I just got noticed that we are moving this summer." Now, he didn't say where we were going because they didn't have an answer for us yet, but it was confirmed that we do not get to stay in Hawaii. And initially, once they told us, "Hey, you're moving, this is where we think you are going," it was a location that I was not thrilled about. And so I had time to spend reflecting on the location, my thoughts around that location, around leaving Hawaii, and being okay with wherever we go. And then a week or so after that, they were like, "No, it's probably not that location. It's this other location." I will give you a more complete update when I actually know for sure what is happening. But as I'm recording this, we are still trying to figure things out. So I will give you an update when I have more details. But all that to say, I've had some time to reflect on moving and on potentially going somewhere that I'm not as excited about, and what that means for us and for our ability to be happy. So today we're going to talk about happiness. And in particular, we're going to talk about happiness versus joy. And the conventional idea is that joy is something that is more internal, whereas happiness is based on our circumstances, based on what happens to us. And just to give you a little spoiler, next week we are doing an episode about joy and how to tap into joy. It's a great conversation about how to access joy as a military spouse. But today I want to push back on the idea that happiness is just based on what happens. Because yes, happiness is a positive feeling and feelings are fleeting. In fact, Brené Brown defines happiness as a feeling of pleasure often related to the immediate environment or current circumstances. But notice that she says often related. The stat that I came across the other day indicates that maybe there's more to happiness than just a positive feeling related to our circumstance, which is absolutely good news for us as military spouses who often don't control our circumstances. Now, I recently was listening to the book You Happier by Dr. Daniel Amen, which is where I found the statistic. And he defines happiness more in terms of life satisfaction, engagement, and purpose. The premise of this book is that you can learn how to consistently generate positive feelings no matter your age, your income, or your situation in life. And the statistic that really caught my attention was this. He asserts that happiness is about 40% genetic, 10% what happens to you, and 50% habits and mindset. Think about that for a moment. 50% habits and mindset. If that is true, that means the military is going to throw lots of curveballs our way. But it's a lot less responsible for our happiness than we are. So if it's 50% habits and mindset, what can we do to cultivate happiness regardless of where we live? And as I was thinking about how we do that, what we do, what makes the biggest difference, I really wanted to hone in today on what we can do on a daily basis to cultivate happiness in our lives. Because habits and mindset are a really big umbrella, right? Last week, we talked a little bit about our mindset. Next week, we're going to talk about some of these practices that really help us live an embodied life of joy, more focused on the big picture. But I want to go into daily habits that we can do each day that will help us show up for our lives and find happiness regardless of where we live. And I have 7 habits that we can develop into our daily rhythms and routines that will help us cultivate happiness. And yes, all of these daily habits come from the book You Happier. Now, the book has 7 secrets to a happier life, and that is not what this is, because those are kind of bigger picture things, right? They're things you can do for your long-term health and happiness. But I want to focus on what we can do on a daily basis. If you are in the middle of a PCS, if you have young kids at home, if you are working full-time, if your spouse is deployed, whatever your life currently looks like, whatever season of life you are in, whatever is on your plate right now, all of us can do these things. Number 1, start each day with the thought, today is going to be a great day. Anything can happen in a day, but it's really about our mindset when we start the day. So start with a positive thought. Today is going to be a great day. And just think about what happens when we start from this place of expecting the good. Number 2, look for micro moments of happiness. This is similar to my daily gratitude practice, but just looking for the good, looking for things that we can be grateful for, and taking notice of those things. I like to write them down because it is helping me focus on the good, focus on the positive, and notice what is good. So look for those micro moments of happiness. Number three, this is something you can do every day. This is how we all ought to live our lives, but just show empathy and be kind. What can you do to show empathy and be kind? In a nutshell, we can all choose to treat others well. The fourth thing we can do is to choose to live in the present moment. And this is really about mindfulness and practices that help us stay grounded in the present, which gratitude is one of those. Typically, when we get caught up, in either thinking about things that have already happened or worrying about things that haven't happened yet. And the more that we're able to focus on the present and be grateful for what is right now, the happier we will be. The fifth thing that we can do on a daily basis to cultivate happiness in our life is to question our thoughts. We have so many thoughts going through our head all the time, and sometimes we just need to pause and say, is this actually true? I may be thinking this thought, but is it true? And second question, is it helpful? If it's not true and it's not helpful, we need to begin to replace those thoughts with thoughts that are actually true and actually help us show up as the person we want to be. So I am giving you permission to absolutely question the thoughts in your head. And don't assume that just because they are there, that means they are true. Number six, find the fun and laughter in life. And some of us are type sevens on the Enneagram and we bring the fun. We are all about fun. And some of us are the opposite of that. And we are focused on everything that needs to get accomplished. And we fail to take time to find fun and laughter in everyday life. And yet there's so much research that tells us how healthy it is to laugh on a daily basis. And I really had to start doing this in my own life to say, did I even take time to laugh today? I think sometimes if you are in an office, an environment, or you are around other people, this is easier to do. And when you work from home by yourself, sometimes that's a little bit harder to do. So maybe it's just finding a humorous movie or a show to watch on TV. Maybe it's getting outside and getting around other people that you know are going to bring out that fun and laughter in your life. But the more that we can take moments in our day to take time for laughter and fun, the happier we will be. And then number seven, to cultivate happiness in your life, end the day by asking, what went well today? So we're starting, number one, with the positive thought. Today is going to be a great day. And we're going to end our list with how we end the day by asking the question, what went well today? And some days that comes easy, and other days it's much harder. But it's important to cultivate these habits into our life, so when we are having the hard days, we can still do these things without conscious thought. In You Happier, the author describes how he had one of the worst days of his life when his father died. And yet he had been cultivating these habits and routines in his life. And so he got to the end of that day when he's had so many emotions, a horrible day, and he said, I asked myself the question, what went well today? And then he paused for a moment and said, do I really want to ask this question on one of the worst days of my life? But as he reflected on it, he said, yes, I do, because I can see all the ways that people were so supportive and that they reached out and they checked on me, and I felt all of the love in the midst of the sorrow. And had I not taken that time to say what went well today, I would have missed the beauty in the sorrow. So if 50% of our happiness in life is dependent on our habits and routines, what routines are you cultivating? What habits are you developing? And how can we pursue happiness in our everyday life regardless of where we live? We can start by saying, today is going to be a great day. We can look for the micro moments of happiness and be grateful. We can show empathy to others and be kind. We can choose to savor the present moment. We can question the thoughts in our head. We can look for and find the fun and laughter in life. And then we can end our day by asking, what went well today? No, it absolutely won't change where you live. It won't make your circumstances easier, but it will begin to shift your perspective. Our habits, our mindset is the foundation for the life we want to create. So if you want to create a life with more happiness in it, then it really comes down to making the most of each day. It's been said that how you spend your days is how you spend your life. That is why our habits and our mindset matter so much. If you're like me, it's a day where your spouse is TDY and you're solo parenting and the house seems to be falling apart. Still, take that time at the end of the day to say, what went well today? And then head on into our free Facebook community and let me know what that was. I hope you have an amazing week. If you are not already a part of our community, what are you waiting for? You can click the link in the show notes to join us, or just go to millspousemastermind.com/community. I hope you have an amazing week. Until next time, may you live filled, fueled, and full of joy. Hey friend, before you go, the MilSpouse Mastermind community is here to help you thrive as a military spouse. Figure out what lights your heart on fire and equip you to create a life of impact. You can have an incredible impact simply by heading over to iTunes to subscribe and leave a review. And if today's episode was meaningful to you, I know it will be for others too. Spread the word by taking a screenshot of this episode and share it to your stories so we can continue to reach more people, change more lives, and shift the way that military spouses look at life. Because we are better together, and together we can change the world. Let's do it.